Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the 16th day of June. It's Take Your Cat to Work Day, for real. So take Cat Country 107.3 to work with you.
See, there you go. You don't need actual meow meow.
It's a tortilla day. It's also World Sea Turtle Day.
Save the turtles. You know, you know.
Okay. So yesterday was a good morning. We're know this morning. A 20-year-old man was found shot to death in Millville late Saturday morning. Police say Rashad Rhett was found with a gunshot wound in the 300 block of Morris Street. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. An investigation is underway. Police haven't said if they have a suspect.
Firefighters are making progress on New Jersey's newest wildfire, which has burned more than 5,700 acres and is almost 80% contained in Burlington County. It's located near the Carranza Memorial Historical Site in the Wharton State Forest in Chemung Township. The fire, being called the Mine Sprung Wildfire, was first reported by a private aircraft flying over the area Friday morning. Its cause is under investigation.
It's Barefoot Week in Wildwood. The fifth annual Barefoot Country Music Fest happens Thursday through Sunday on the Wildwood Beach, attracting tens of thousands. The city and the event's producers have already signed an agreement for another 5 years of festivals.
And your South Jersey weather for today: cloudy with a few showers possible this morning. High of 16.
Blown away on Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl update.
Miranda Lambert shared photos from what looks like was the vacation of a lifetime. She and her husband, Brendan McLaughlin, enjoyed a memorable fishing trip. They were in Homer, Alaska. Stunning views. Large catches. That's how I'd describe it. Miranda showed off a massive halibut she caught. This gal knows what she's doing, that's for sure. She's got some serious fishing skills. You can check out the pics right now, catcountry1073.com. The Riley Green, Ella Langley, Megan Maroney relationship train, it's still chugging along, all right? During some recent performances, both Ella Langley and Megan Maroney addressed ongoing romance rumors involving Riley Green, hinting that, okay, sure, neither one of them is currently dating him, but there was something going on. That's why I'm going on the record and saying it. Ella very obviously winked at a fan sign that said, wink if Riley's a not smart person, keeping it safe for radio. While Maroney reportedly responded to a fan wearing a green shirt with he, an inappropriate word for messed up. So clearly something had to be going on. It's not anymore, but apparently we've got those moments up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
We're all halfway to hell at Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. He's going to take the stage in six nights from tonight. There'll be the final act on the stage for the Barefoot Country Music Fest, which begins this Thursday in Wildwood. All the tickets are gone for Wildwood except for one more pair. We're going to have your last chance to win Barefoot tickets Wednesday evening. I'm going to be at the Ravioli House in Wildwood from 6 to 8. You need to be present for the final drawing at 8 p.m. if you want to win the last pair of boardwalk or of Barefoot. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning.
Okay, here we go.
Frankie has sent us the joke for news this
morning. Frankie, thank you.
From Frankie, your Cat Country joke of the morning. Old Bill worked down at the pickle factory. He'd been there for a number of years when he came home one day to confess to his wife that he had terrible compulsion. He said he had an urge to stick a certain body part into the pickle slicer.
What?
Wife suggested that, you know, maybe you need to talk to some kind of therapist about this.
Sounds like it.
Bill said, I can't do that. I'd be too embarrassed. He vowed to overcome the compulsion on his own. But then a few weeks later, Bill came home absolutely shaken. His wife could see at once that something was wrong. Wait, what's up, Bill? Bill says, do you remember when I told you that I had that tremendous urge to put my you-know-what in the pickle slicer?
Ew.
Oh, Bill, you didn't. Yes, I did. My God, Bill, what happened? Bill says, I got fired. No, I mean, what happened with the pickle slicer? Bill says, oh, she got fired too.
Oh my God.
What's your spending limit that you can spend? What's the amount of money that you can spend without asking permission from your spouse or your significant other?
I love this question just because of how, like, I don't want to say nuanced, but kind of. I mean, like, you got people that can't spend more than like $25 without like, what'd you buy? Mm-hmm. Versus people like $500. Okay, honey, no problem. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no problem. It's all good.
right.
Like, it's so weird.
Let us know what you think. What's your spending limit? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll talk about it coming up at 720 this Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
All right, let's go.
To Germany, 3 days after stealing a rare coin collection, a thief took them to the bank for safekeeping and ended up handing them to the man who he had robbed. Soon after the thief made the deposit, a bank worker handling the coins recognized them as the set worth some $80,000 that had been stolen from his house.
Oh my gosh, no way.
Police came in, arrested the suspect. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. A 20-year-old man was shot to death in Millville late Saturday morning. Police say Rashad Rhett was found with a gunshot wound in the 300 block of Morris Street. He was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. An investigation is underway. Police haven't said if they have a suspect.
New Jersey has taken extra steps to protect all public officials following this weekend's targeted murder of a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband. Governor Phil Murphy says the state has increased security for all public officials, increased patrols across New Jersey.
For most high schools, having one or even two sets of twins graduate at the same time is rare, but at Barnegat High School this month, the phenomenon will take on a whole new level of rarity. On Wednesday, not one, not two, but six sets of twins will receive their diplomas at the graduation of Barnegat High School.
Your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be cloudy today with a few showers possible this morning. High of only 68.
That's Jordan Davis. I ain't seeing. We're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Somebody asked about our national anthem this morning. It was Faith Hill on the national anthem. All right, birthday times, or birthday shout-out time.
All right, here we go.
Happy birthday, Louis Peacock of Mays Landing. Louis, 64.
Happy birthday.
David DeSalvo of Millville is 38. Chet Watson of Laurel Lake has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kelly Taylor of Vineland. Laura Harvey of Cumberland has a birthday. It's Marie Hood's birthday. Marie is from Dennisville.
Happy birthday, Marie.
Happy birthday, Caroline Stoner of Toms River. And Lauren Strawn of Hamilton is 45 today. Happy birthday, Lauren Strawn.
All right, Lauren.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Marie Hood from Dennisville. Well, with you, could see some scattered showers this morning. Otherwise, we'll be dry much of the day. Our Joe and John, a question of the day today. What's the most amount of money, the biggest purchase you or your significant other can make without checking in with each other? I'd say most marriages, there has to be a limit, right?
Yeah.
If I came home with a brand new $50,000 like car, there might be questions.
Right. Yeah, yeah. There's no way that's just like, oh, yeah, congratulations, honey. Absolutely not.
Carrie's from Leeds Point. She says, besides groceries, usually $100.
Yeah, I would say $100 is like a safe amount.
Okay. Eric from Vineland. I'm guessing this isn't Eric's real name.
Okay.
Says, I can spend whatever I want. My wife better not spend more than $200 without asking me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay, I'm just going to stop there and I hope she dumps you. Anyway.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Well, what if he makes all the money? What if he's the main breadwinner?
Okay. Hope he can push children out of his tchotchke too. Yeah. That's what I said.
Kim.
Great.
On Facebook, Kim says, I once told him I booked us a trip to Italy and he didn't take it so bad. So then I really booked it.
That's G.I.
Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Our trivia question comes up in about 15 minutes. We've got Dirk's Bentley tickets to give away. In the meantime, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. How much can you or your spouse spend without checking in with each other, without getting permission, or at least telling him or her, hey, I'm going to buy this, and here's how much this is going to cost? There's got to be, you would think, in most relationships, there would be some sort of limit.
Yeah, right? I would say so. Especially, yeah, if you're working healthily towards a future together, yeah. Like, you're going to, like, check each other and be like, whoa. Because, believe it or not, the most common reason people get divorced is over money.
609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Well, Justine and Mark from Vineland wrote in. Justine said, my husband Mark came home with a dump truck. She said, speaking of money, she said, I had no idea, nor do I know what he spent on it, but our bills weren't affected, so all's well that ends well.
I think
that's great.
I think that she's the winner now because no matter what she goes out and buys, Mornings with Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, we've got two tickets to see Dierks Bentley. He's coming to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden August 7th. Tickets at LiveNation.com. You'll have two tickets for Dierks Bentley when you win this morning. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Two Dierks Bentley tickets. Here's the question. This animal kills about 700 people in the United States every year. That's not just like one animal, like Jana's dog. But I mean, that's a whole species of animal.
Okay.
This animal kills 700 people in the United States every year. What animal is it?
Don't know.
609-383-1073 with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia is on the air. It's take two tickets to see Dierks Bentley, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, August 7th. Here's the question. This animal kills about 700 people in the United States every year. Wow, that's a lot.
I do feel like that's a lot.
Hi, Cat Country.
Good morning. Is it a squirrel?
No, it's not a squirrel. Ah, thank you.
That's funny.
Ah. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Alligator.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Deer
is not it. Thank you. I could see car deer collisions, but no, yeah. No. This is more direct.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a deer?
I'm sorry?
A deer.
No, it's not a deer. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hippos.
Hippos is not it. Thank you. 700 people a year in the United States.
Oh,
hippos geez. Are killing 700 people in the United States.
Where are they?
We're not hearing it from the media.
True.
Blame the media. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Bear.
Bear is not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, good morning. Is it a deer?
No, it's not. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is the answer a deer?
No, that's not it. Thank you. I'd like to state for the record, the answer is not deer. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it a venomous shell?
A venomous what?
Shell.
No, that's not it. Thank
shell?
You.
Shell?
I don't know, but it's not it. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Deer.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it a moose?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
A moose. Oh, that's a good one. They're big.
609-383-1073. And again, it's an animal you've heard of.
But like not, I guess.
Like a venomous, I don't know what
shell?
She said. Yeah.
We think she said shell. I'm not sure.
But it's not a venomous anything.
Oh, okay.
609-383-1073. Well,
there's a clue,
I guess.
There's one.
Last chance for trivia here. Dierks Bentley tickets up for grabs. He's going to be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden August 7th. You have two tickets when you win. This animal kills about 700 people in the United States every year. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Mosquito?
No, that's not it. Thank you. That's an insect.
Oh.
You're looking for an animal.
True.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a mosquito?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Mosquito is an insect. This is an animal that we're looking for. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is the answer shark?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Again, if 700 people are being killed by sharks every year in this country, there's not enough news about it.
True.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hi there.
Hi. What's your answer?
Cougar.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's what Joe would like to answer.
Cat Country, what's your answer?
Is it a dog?
No, it's not a dog. Thank you, but that's a good guess. We have time for three more guesses.
Okay.
This animal responsible for 700 deaths a year.
That's a lot.
Hi, Cat Country. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry. Is it a dog?
No, it's not a dog. Thank you. Two more. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a mosquito?
No, it's not. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a shark?
No, that's not it. Thank you. We'll try one more.
Okay.
Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a bee?
No, it's not a bee. Thank you.
Dang.
I'm very surprised that nobody got this. I know some people are yelling at their radio right now because they know
they
it.
They know the answer.
700 people in the United States die every year because of this animal. Not because they were involved in a traffic accident like a deer or a moose. Not because they were bit by this animal.
Interesting. That's even more unhelpful, though. Like, you're not bit by it or stung or I don't know.
1 out of 10,000
trampled
people
on it.
Involved with this animal are actually killed every year by this animal.
A pig?
No.
A cow?
No.
A chicken?
No.
A cat?
No. You were warm for a minute there.
When I said pig? Or when I said cow?
Yes, both of them. You were warm.
Pig, cow, horse.
Horse is absolutely right.
Is it? Why? From
one out
trampled?
Of 10,000 people who ride on a horse
yeah.
get knocked off to the point where they die.
So 700 people per year. That's why people are
horses.
Really afraid of horses. Like, that's a thing. People are afraid of them. So that makes
They're
a
killers.
Lot of sense.
They're killers.
Let's not say that.
No.
Let's not say that, but. Yeah,
700 people a year.
They're absolutely
If a person
beautiful.
Were killing 700 people a year, you'd call them a killer.
That's true.
So why not horses?
Hey, the horse got spooked. Ride them at your own risk.
There you go. Horses was the answer. 7.3 mornings with Joe and John. We didn't get a winner in trivia. We gave out the answer, though. The question, 700 people a year are killed by this animal in the United States. The animal was horse. Have you ever gone horseback riding?
Yes, I love it.
Did you ever get thrown off a horse?
No, thank God. That's no. And we're going to keep it that way, hopefully.
Hi, Cat Country.
I had the right answer, but I couldn't get through.
That's the whole part of the trivia. Yeah, you got to get through. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I was almost killed by a horse.
Oh, jeez. What happened?
He grabbed me by the arm and was shaking me around like a rag.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. A 20-year-old man was found shot to death in Millville late Saturday morning. Police say Rashad Rhett was found with a gunshot wound in the 300 block of Morris Street. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. An investigation is underway. Police haven't said if they have a suspect.
Firefighters are making progress on New Jersey's newest wildfire, which has burned more than 5,700 acres and is almost 80% contained in Burlington County. It's located near the Carranza Memorial Historical Site in the Wharton State Forest in Chemung Township. The fire, being called the Mine Sprung Wildfire, was first reported by a private aircraft flying over the area Friday morning. Its cause is under investigation.
It's Barefoot Week in Wildwood. The 5th annual Barefoot Country Music Fest happens Thursday through Sunday on the Wildwood Beach, attracting tens of thousands. The city and the event's producers have already signed an agreement for another 5 years of festivals.
And your South Jersey weather for today, cloudy with a few showers possible this morning, high of 68.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one, believe in myself, the person who got me into this mess in the first place. Number two, I'm considering whether to save diligently for retirement or just to invest heavily in lottery tickets and hope for the best.
Hey, could work either way, right?
Number three, buffet. That's a French word for get up and get it yourself. Number four.
That's funny.
We're just a couple of decades away from having a bunch of 80-year-old Justins and Jennifers on our hands.
That's so weird and so factual, yes.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Ask my dad to bring a side dish to the barbecue. Mom wasn't thrilled when he... It's Kane Brown, backseat driver. We're Joe and Jana. This is Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. Oh, well, listen to this. We've got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to the summer to see Morgan Wallen.
He's not going to be anywhere in our area, so we're sending you to him.
See him in Cleveland with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. To win the trip, you need to listen five times today and every weekday for the Morgan Wallen Code. They come your way about 8:20, about 10:20, about 1:20, about 4:20, and about 7:20. I keep saying about because you couldn't believe the people that complain that we don't give the code out at the exact time.
Right.
Give us a break, bro.
We're doing a show here.
So we're going to give you a code right now. It's the 8:20 code. You're going to take it to the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to tap on the button that says Morgan Wallen, and you're going to type in 589.
589. That's the code that you need right now. 589. Tap the Morgan Wallen button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. 589 is what you're going to plug in there right now. 589. Jess has your next code. 1020 this morning. 589. Good luck.
Good luck, Cat Country 107.3. 107.3. Starting Thursday, the Barefoot Country Music Fest. On the beach in Wildwood, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be four big days and nights of country music and fun. We're going to be live on the boardwalk at Skellinger Avenue both Thursday and Friday morning. Chris Coleman's going to be live from inside the festival Thursday and Friday afternoon. We're going to have updates from the festival all 4 days. But wait, you still need tickets. Well, they're all gone. But wait.
But wait.
We have one more pair of tickets to give away. The absolute final chance to win barefoot passes is going to happen Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 at the Ravioli House in Wildwood.
Make sure you come see us.
You must be present to win. We'll do the final drawing at 8.